This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks for having me back. I'm glad you're better, back on the trail.
For various reasons, we haven't talked in a while. There was Christmas and there was New Year's. Then I was home with COVID-19, which I'm better now, thank you. So it's been darn near a month since you and I have talked. 10 months ago, I don't think either one of us would have seen coming, and that was the final total number of Fort Smith building permits, which was up for the year.
Yes, and like we have talked about this, so your listeners may be tired of this phrase, but yeah, back when March turned into April, if you would have told me that the building sector in Fort Smith would be booming at the end of the year, I would have probably wanted to have you drug tested. but that's what happened. The building permits in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren ended the year just a little over $254 million, which is up almost 10%, 9.5% for the year. And it's a 14% increase over 2018. It's just nuts. And Fort Smith, which is the biggest bulk of that, is $234 million. That was up 14.5%. That's a huge increase for the city permits. And what we saw is a lot of commercial construction. We saw the finishing out of school district. The school district work, for the most part, there was almost a $21 million new rehab, that Mercy Rehab Hospital out at Chaffee Crossing, and then various, believe it or not, restaurants. Crane Key is building a $4.5 million new auto park or auto facility in Fort Smith. So just a lot of that, and then a healthy bit of residential construction, which we'll have a story hopefully we can talk about next week with Metro Home Sales. We're up by double digits for the year again, something no one would have predicted. But look, you had low interest rates. Again, you had some of these public projects. You had projects that were already booked before pandemic, and folks went ahead with them. So it was an interesting year. I know your question is, how is this going to go into 2021? I'm not going to say. I think for the last couple of years, I've said I just don't see how it's going to keep pace. Mm-hmm. And then it does. So I don't want to be wrong for like 3 or 4 years in a row.
You know, in any year, this would be good economic news. In a year that was marred by a pandemic, it's good news because those were jobs that kept going when it was a very tough year. People kept getting paychecks because they were able to work.
Yes, sir. I mean, the construction industry is important. Not only that, but one of the things that I think some people often overlook is all that construction requires steel and nails and wood and shingles and this and that, and a lot of that gets purchased in the area, which adds to the sales tax revenue for the cities and counties. So that's obviously what is to help boost in the sales tax revenue for the cities and counties in the area, for most of them anyway, are up over 2019, which is another surprise for the year.
If I were to see a list of Fort Smith officials' hopes for 2021, there'd been an item on there that's probably been on that list for some time, and that's get something into part of the old Whirlpool building. Turns out something is going to go into part of the old Whirlpool building.
Yep, about 300,000 square foot of that building. Now, Hytrol, Jonesboro-based Hytrol, announced about a week or so ago that they're going to expand out of Jonesboro and build this, invest about $20 million to open this manufacturing plant in this part of the former Whirlpool. Now, 300,000 square feet sounds like a lot, but remember that building is roughly 1.2 million square feet. And Spartan Company out of Ohio, which owns it now, they've got a lot of it leased. And I did not get an answer back from Spartan. But I doubt after this 300,000 square foot is used, I'm not sure there won't be a big bulk of the building left. A lot of it's used, for example, by Mars Pet Care, which has a manufacturing operation in Fort Smith. They use it for warehousing and logistics, and there are other folks who are using that building. For the most part, the building has been put back to use. The downside is it's not producing the jobs that were there when Whirlpool had it active. But anyway, this company It makes manufacturing, it makes conveyor belt systems and other material handling systems. And if you think about, Kyle, what's going on in the world since pandemic hit with people buying online, imagine all those warehouses, all those distribution fulfillment centers that have had to be set up.
True.
They all need these conveyor belt systems, these material handling systems. So Hytrol has been going gangbusters. They're going to add 250 jobs, they say, within 5 years. They're apparently almost $20 an hour jobs, which you figure in wages and salary. That's not bad for the Fort Smith metro area. So a little bit of good news. They're beginning hiring now, but it'll be later this year. It is this year. This is 2021.
Yeah.
It'll be later this year before obviously they get it up and going. But that's good news. And I've been the tease is that I've been told is that there may be some other good news related to the manufacturing sector for Fort Smith in the near future. So fingers crossed.
You know, Hytrol has been in Arkansas for 58 years, but I bet many of us on this side of the state hadn't heard of it until this past week.
No, look, it's not a small company. They employ almost 1,200 people in Jonesboro, in the Jonesboro area. And that's one of the reasons they moved. They didn't want to put all of their employment, all their operations eggs in one basket, so to speak. They wanted to kind of diversify where their locations are, which any smart company will want to do. But yeah, this isn't a little mom-and-pop operation.
All right, finally, I'm an alum of Midway Elementary School, a school that was closed to consolidation decades ago. When I went back years later to look at my old elementary school, it had been turned into a worm farm. True story.
Wow.
I'm not sure that Hartford High School is going to be turned into a worm farm, but it's up for sale.
Yeah, it's up for sale, and I don't even know if I want to tell this story. I can't beat a worm farm story. Right, Hartford Public Schools consolidated with Hackett Public Schools, both south of Fort Smith. They consolidated in 2014, and the Hackett schools they pretty much shut that little Hartford facility down, and they're trying to get rid of it. It's pretty costly, albatross. It costs about $500,000 a year just to keep it open, and they have no students through there, so it's just it's dead weight, so to speak. They've had a charter school or two look at it to buy it, but nothing's happened, and so they decided to sell it. So Sean Looper with Looper Auction, they're going to put it up for auction in early February, and I don't know. We don't get many stories of an entire school complex going up for sale, but this is about 20 acres. It includes, of course, a high school building, a gymnasium. There's an old rock gym. Mm. It's got a football field, a baseball field. I think some of the land that tracks can be sold separately. I've heard some comments. Some folks said, hey, they ought to buy it and put in apartments. Someone said, well, Alice Walton ought to buy it. What's the children's camp that they do? Camp Ozark?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Camp Ozark South or some kind of camp for kids in the South. So who knows? They're hoping to get, the Hackett School District is hoping to get at least $600,000 out of it, because I think that's a bond note that they have on the property, so they're hoping to get at least that. But if anybody wants to buy a school for cheap, you've never dreamed of it, here's your chance.
And it will sell, they said, no matter where the bids are.
Yes, sir.
It's going.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolute auction, so it will sell on that day. I spent many years trying to get out of high school. I'm not interested in getting back into one.
I concur. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and so many others at talkbusiness.net. Michael, good to talk to you. Let's plan to do it again next Friday.
Hey, good to talk to you. I appreciate it, and will do.